Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to discuss. Coming up at 11, we will air it, carry it its entirety. The press conference, end of season. Dave Dabrowski and Rob Thompson will speak this morning at 11. Excited to hear those guys. We'll get into a lot today, including the Eagles. It sure sounds like an old friend's going to be playing quarterback for the Vikings on Sunday in Week 7. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, if there was ever a time, because you know we're getting ready for Halloween, to give out them little-ass candy bars, this is the year.
What do you mean? You're not giving out the full candy bar?
No, I'm just saying.
You going cheap on us?
You know, eggs and stuff, expensive as stuff has been lately. You get a pass.
Okay.
You get a pass.
So this is yeah. like the first excuse to the kids in Claymont.
No, I'm just saying.
You're getting the mini ones.
Oh, they're not getting nothing from me because I'm going to shut the light off.
Come on.
I'm not.
You at least got to put the bucket outside, take one.
No, I'm not fooling with them kids.
Oh, come on. This is why this. The Homeowners Association is not going to be happy about this, and you know it.
You know what, Joe? I'm the type of cat that. If somebody rings my doorbell, like, what the hell are you ringing my doorbell for?
On Halloween?
Like, on any day. You know, it's funny. A couple times that's happened to me. And I've been at home, and somebody's rang the doorbell, and I look out the window like, I'm not expecting any company. I know I can't be the only person that does that.
On Halloween, you got to give candy to the kids.
I'm just saying, in general.
Yeah.
Who else does that?
Oh, I get that, too.
You know what I mean? It's like you're there. But if somebody rings your doorbell,
why?
Like, why are you ringing my door?
What do you want? What's your problem? All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of problems, I got problems with the way the Philly season ended. We all do. Well, except for Kyle, who's making excuses for them. But today, Hugh, is the first time we're going to get a chance to hear from Dabrowski, hear from Topper. And really, specifically, Dabrowski is the one that I need to hear from in terms of the changes they're going to make to this team to try to get over the hump. But, Hugh, my feeling as we go into the offseason and we start this thing and the free agency is going to begin for Kyle Schwarber and JT Realmuto and Ranger Suarez and Harrison Bader, assuming he opts out when the World Series ends. Those guys are going to become free agents a few days after. My assumption right now, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope I sound ridiculous in a month. But my assumption right now is that they're not going to make meaningful changes, that the Phillies are going to do some sort of thing they've done the last few years, which is run this thing back, which is say, hey, we were this close to beating the best team in baseball. We won 96 baseball games. We won the NL East in back-to-back years. Let's run this thing back. A few maybe cosmetic changes, but nothing serious. I expect the Phillies to go all out to re-sign Kyle Schwarber. I expect them to try to bring back JT Realmuto. I think both those guys will be here next year. I think they're probably going to let Ranger walk and think that their pitching depth with Andrew Painter coming is about to fill the needs here.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to maybe import a couple of little things. But next year, I think this team is going to look very similar to the way that it did this year. They're going to spin. They're going to sell us on 96 wins, full year of this, full year of that, Duran for a full year, and away we go. I don't expect meaningful changes. Hugh, I'd be up for them if they could import a star and add more to this team. I am totally up for that. There's some big-time players out there in free agency. Kyle Tucker, maybe Cody Bellinger. Like, I'd love to add more. But I don't expect it because of their track record. And it already started with Topper. They made no change after I thought a manager had a tough playoff series here. 215-592-9494. Hugh, are you expecting, you know, meaningful changes to the Phillies this offseason?
I am. I think that when you hear some of the, not reports, but some of the reckless speculation.
Your favorite.
That has been out there. I think that you have to because you ran it back last year.
Yep.
And you expected different results. Now, I will say this. This is eerily similar to the situation the Dodgers were in because it took them a long time to break through. And their manager being there for a while. Mm-hmm. And I know that there probably was some rumblings about getting rid of him.
There were.
But they backed him. They backed the manager, but they I guess you could say, overhauled the roster a little bit and went out and got some big names started. They got a lot of big names.
Well, just before you finish, I mean, I think about 2 years ago, they were swept in the first round, right? Mm-hmm. and Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts had bad series. Kind of similar, you could say, to Trey and Bryce, right? You know what they did? They said, we're throwing $700 million at Shohei Ohtani. Like, we need more, and now look at them now.
Yeah. I mean, this is a tough one because last year feels like it was that time when you talk about what the Phillies did. They ran it back. They didn't make any really major moves. This year feels like they need to push all in. It feels like they need to make some changes. It just feels that way because I feel like this fan base, it's going to be tough to make them buy in if you just keep everything the status quo.
Yep.
I just feel like that's going to be the case.
Well, it will be. I mean, we kind of had some of this season as just talking about the team every day. There was and that's why, you know, we created the plays before the season. There was a sense, I felt it in March, early April, where people were like, wake me up in October. Well, it's going to be like that even stronger next March and next April, spring training into the start of the season, if they don't make changes. And again, I want the team to get better. I'm not looking to get worse. I'm not looking to tear the team down. I want to take the next step to win a World Series. But there's also the other part of this that I hope the Phillies recognize. Just because you keep running it back doesn't mean the results will continue to be successful. Like, they've had more wins every year, I think, for five straight years, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. That's probably going to end at some point. These guys are older, and I think they need an infusion of something different. I don't know what that is. I don't know if that means necessarily moving off of one of their stars to reinvest the money, or it just means adding another maybe younger star. Again, Kyle Tucker's a free agent. He is one of the best all-around players in baseball. If they took the same team and put him on it, I'd be excited because that would be adding another big-time player. Or if they go out and make a trade and they move off of one of the guys they've had here for a few years to kind of remake the team. I'm good with all of that. I need to see that. 215-592-9494. All right, Ruben Amaro Jr., he first started talking about this on Saturday on his show here on WIP with Devin Kenny. This from the Phillies show, Todd Zielecki and Jim Salisbury, along with Ruben. Listen to Ruben Amaro talking about what he thinks Dave Dombrowski might do this offseason.
I heard a rumor the Phillies are going to try to move one or more of the big contracts. Any details or guesses? That's from J.R. Adler 11 on Threads. You kind of talked about
this. I created the rumor. I'm a rumor starter.
I just opined that it is a possibility, and it is the duty of the general manager to explore all possibilities. And I think that Dave Dombrowski, I just have a feeling that Dave Dombrowski will keep his mind open on everything to try to change the mix a little bit so that they don't necessarily, quote unquote, run it back.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so this is, you know, Hugh, this is two times in the span of a week on two different platforms, right? One his podcast, The Philly Show, and then two here on WIP, I guess one, then the other, where Ruben has said something to that effect, right? He thinks Dave Dombrowski will keep his mind open. Hugh, as we discuss meaningful changes, if they move off one of their big-name stars or explore and listen to trade offers for someone that is here under a long-term contract, that would count to me, right? That's a meaningful change because that means you're shaking up the core of the team. And you're also potentially freeing up a lot of money, right? Like, guys that are under big contracts have a lot of money tied to them. So if they if they moved off of one of those guys, that would free up a lot of money for them to go out and spend it elsewhere, right? And remake the team. Maybe it's two or three players for that money, or maybe it's just another one for one. But Hugh, that I find that interesting that Ruben has now said that twice. He believes Dave Dombrowski will really keep his mind open this time.
Yeah, and I think you have to because you look at the team and the way it's constructed. The thing that I keep thinking about is that regardless to how you feel about the Dodgers and how phenomenal their pitching is, the problem has been the same the last three seasons. The bats have gone cold. You haven't figured out a way. Your biggest stars don't show up in the biggest moments. Like, that has happened since I've been here. I wasn't here for Bedlam in the Bang.
Yeah, you missed the best one.
I missed all of that. But since I've been here, the thing that sticks out to me and that resonates with me is the fact that you got a lot of guys at the top of the order that are going 0-for. the fact that, you know, in that Arizona series, who is it, Rojas got a lot of heat for having the bat on his shoulder. Mm. And, you know, you got all those other cats at the top of the order that when you look at, they had a bunch of goose eggs. Could have boiled some eggs and made an egg salad, you know, when you talk about what they've been able to do. So that's the thing to me that needs to change. You need to find some guys that maybe not so much making a whole lot of money, but will do what needs to be done when the game's on the line.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. And look, I want meaningful changes. I just don't buy it. I mean, we've seen this same story now for years where the Phillies sit there and say, I mean, can I predict for you what we're going to hear at 11 o'clock today? 11 o'clock when we go to the press conference, Dave DeBrowski's going to say we were right there. We won 96 games. We're one of the best teams in baseball. We believe in our core. We're this close. Sometimes in baseball, he's going to mention the format, which now obviously you have to win more rounds than it used to be. You know, 30, 40 years ago, you know, in the addition of the wild card 30 years ago, like, things have changed, right? Some teams have to win four rounds. The Phillies had to win three this year. It's one of those things where it's a small sample tournament. He's going to use all these cliches, and it's October is a crapshoot, all that stuff. I mean, I could hear it. And they're going to run the same thing back, and they're going to expect us to believe they're going to get over the hump this time. I know that's going to happen. I don't like it. 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Phillies to make meaningful changes this offseason? We will air DeBrowski at Topper Talking coming up at 11 o'clock. Kyle, what are you feeling as today we hear from the team president and the manager?
Well, you heard me yesterday.
Well, yes.
I guess just zeroing in on the roster. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is a fish rotting at the head situation in terms of like how everyone's like, oh, the bats choked again and the big money guys just don't show up. Like, I don't view this series in that way. And I don't think the Phillies are going to either. Like, I expect them to bring Kyle Schwarber back. I don't expect Bryce Harper, Trey Turner to be moved, like, you know, some have suggested. I expect them to probably try and bring JT Realmuto back. You know, mm-hmm. We'll see about Rangers, stuff like that. I think the changes are going to come to maybe get one or two more guys in the outfield. They're probably going to sell us on Justin Crawford's going to come up next year. Maybe Aiden Miller, you know, definitely Andrew Painter. So they're going to, you know, try to sell that they're a little bit deeper there, and they will be. And then I think they're probably going to add one, two, you know, maybe a third bullpen piece just to sort of bridge the gap between some of those other guys and Joan Duran. And like, look, I got to tell you, I'm not going to freak out if that's the case.
Here we go.
I'm not going to freak out if they somewhat run it back, because I really do think they were right there. And I think if they tell us we were this close to winning that series, I think they're right. Like, I'm sorry, they just were. Like, every one of those games that we played against the Dodgers besides the one we kicked their ass was a coin flip. And the Dodgers won that series in all three games by four combined runs, mm-hmm. and three of them came off of bad errors by us. Like, that was a series that was right there for us to take. And am I upset that they didn't take it? Of course I am. But, like, I don't view this as, like, it starts at the top and the guys just don't show up and they need to make significant changes to that core of players just because they're not good enough. I do still believe they're good enough. I think if they deepen this thing a little bit, then I can live with that.
215-592-9494. I just hope they're not delusional about it. I mean, what Kyle said is not wrong, but there's two elements to this. One, can we expect the same production as these guys get older? Running it back means these guys get a year older, right? And no one gets younger. Is Kyle Schwarber, and I want him back, but is he going to have the same season he just said? I don't know. Probably never again. That was a career year. Bryce Harper gets less durable by the year, it feels like.
Yeah.
Trey Turner just had a bounce-back season. Is he ever going to do that again, both offensively and defensively, as he goes deeper in 30s? I doubt it. And then, Kyle mentioned the young guys. I'm sure they're going to come up today. If I got to have one more year of Dave Dombrowski, I mean, is anyone going to ask, like, are we serious with just counting on Andrew Painter? Three straight years they've told me Andrew Painter's going to contribute.
Yeah, that kind of bothers you.
Of course it bothers me, because they have built him out to be the next Steve Carlton or the next Justin Verlander. He hasn't thrown a pitch in the majors. And all 3 years, they have counted on it. Instead of being proactive about the roster, well, we got Andrew Painter coming. Are they going to do this again? If they let Ranger walk in a month, and their thing is, well, Andrew Painter's ready for the rotation. Well, okay, you told me that this year he'd be here in July. You told me the year before he could come back. The year before that, he was going to contribute. They keep betting on a kid that hasn't made the majors yet. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Will in the Northeast, up on WIP. What's up, Will?
Oh, Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, pal?
Oh, man, listen, you know what? I really I really don't like to talk about these stories because they are disappointment, man. And like I say, I'm a hold teams accountable, man. It ain't no pass. Yes, they was right there. They could have done it. But guess what, Hugh? Just like you said, I done seen this dance over and over and over again. And then what's so crazy is the batter that actually kept them in the series, every time we was in the playoffs, y'all want to get rid of.
Castellanos?
Crazy.
Castellanos?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I understand, you know, he got his little defaults or whatever. But the whole thing is, he shows up. Now, with Bryce, I said this early in the season with that contract. Nobody didn't want to believe it. I really believe that contract is the reason why Bryce didn't bring his everything like he normally do. And I don't think he's going to bring it because he wants that contract. We're not willing to give it to him. If he would have won that World Series, then you could have went to the table to talk. But guess what, Bryce? I'm holding you accountable. I love you to death, bro. You bought something to Philly that I never seen in a baseball player. But you let our team down, man. You let the fans down, man. And I need you to stand on that. And I need you to just come forward and say, you know what? I didn't contribute this season. But, you know, I'm going to end it with this. And can I say something about the Eagles real quick?
Yeah, but your point on the Castellanos thing, yeah, well, I think he's probably the one they're going to get rid of. And it is fair to point out he has shown up in two Octobers in a row. He's gotten big hits. Right. He has. All right, what do you got in the Eagles?
All right, I just want to say with Jalen, man, listen, like I told you yesterday, if you want to be great, you got to do great things.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get uncomfortable, man. And like I said, you go under that helm, watch your game change, man. If you want to be great, you got to go under that helm, man. And guess what? You will see how much it will open up, man. Just get uncomfortable for this season. And guess what? Sunday, we're going to bring the heat. It ain't, you know, the possum is done. We've been playing possum, all right?
Oh, possum.
The possum is back.
Mm-hmm.
The possum is back, and now it's over. Everybody, from that interview yesterday, everybody's on deck. And guess what? We're going to show it Sunday. I can't wait. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Let's win Sunday, baby.
Will, appreciate the phone call.
All right, then, Will, with the leadoff.
He's really moving into a leadoff role. Again, we don't have a set leadoff guy. It's not like it's locked in stone. But Will's making a case every day.
Yeah, every day.
I mean, here's the way we do it on this show. If you hit, you play, right?
Yeah.
If you hit, you play. And he keeps hitting, he's going to keep playing.
Shoot, you shoot,
you get more shots. You run the ball well, you get more handoffs. I mean, we are equal opportunistic here on the Midday Show. You stink, you get ripped. Except when Kyle defends you. 215-592-9494. Do you expect meaningful changes from the Phillies this offseason? We're going to air the Dave Dombrowski press conference and Rob Thompson coming up at 11. I wish, hope, dream on meaningful changes. And that doesn't mean they have to cut or drop or trade or, you know, move on from these guys. I like a lot of these players as individuals. I want them all to remain here if the price is right. But that doesn't mean they can't add more. Again, Hugh mentioned the point about the Dodgers. Right? The Dodgers had a lot of years, and they're in the playoffs every year, right? So they have some years where they go out early. And they've kept a lot of the same things around over the years, including their manager. But they kept adding great players.
Yeah.
Like, they just kept accumulating great talent.
And they kept running it back.
But they kept getting better, right? Like, the team they were 3-4 years ago, they're way more talented now. They were great then, but they're way more talented. They've got Blake Snell. They get Tyler Glasnow.
And they don't feel old. They don't feel like they're getting old. I mean, they have some older players. Freddie Freeman's not a spring chicken.
Mookie, too.
Yeah, they're not spring chickens, but they just feel it just feels like they have a great balance of young pitchers. Because you talk about Yamamoto.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a young guy. You know, Shohei's fairly a young guy.
Sasaki.
Yeah. So it's almost like when you look at the two teams, our team just feels a little older.
It does. And the young guy, now again, our young guys could contribute soon, right? Painter and Miller. But I don't know. I mean, they have not. And you know, Miller had a good year in the minors. But they haven't gotten here yet. They haven't shown the ability here yet. So to count on them fully, that's a big ass. Steve and Egg Harbor's up. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, what's going on? First and foremost, I don't care what anybody says. We should have won the series. I mean, I really thought we were the better team, even though they got the better. I think they all around had the better players. I mean, a couple major mistakes that we made and that cost us games. I mean, we could have won every single one of those games. And the Dodgers, you know, we held them to under 200 hitting as a team. I mean, that lineup. I mean, let's face the facts. I mean, we had every opportunity to win it, and we didn't. Do I expect wholesale changes? No. The one I'd like to see go is Trey Turner. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. I would love to see Harper, Sosa at second, and Stott at shortstop. I think that would be a hell of an infield. And I would love to see Bader back. And everybody wants to talk about Nick Castellanos. I know the guy is a fruitcake and a metal case and all that, but nobody's gotten bigger hits in the last two seasons in the playoffs than that guy. So be careful what you wish for, because he's done better than all our superstars have.
Well, he has had big moments, Steve. And here's my thing on him is I think they're going to move off him. Steve, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, sometimes I think, and I think this is partially what Kyle has been saying the last couple of days. Sometimes I think we want to base too many decisions on four games in October.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's not forget, Nick Castellanos got to be so poor this year that they had to relegate him to platoon outfield duty. He got some big hits in October. He's got like a I don't give a crap attitude. I think it helps him in big moments, but he's not even a full-time player anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's they watched him play all year. We all watched him play all year, and we said this guy shouldn't play most games. He's a pinch hitter, plays against lefties, can't play the outfield anymore. I mean, I think the Castellanos thing's just about done. I think they're going
to
move off.
I know you're talking about it's only relegated to four games, but it's more like, what, 16?
Over the last few years?
Yeah, because you talk about, like, I think it was in the Braves series. They still had they were struggling hitting in that series. Then you go to the Arizona series, and it's just, it became more of an issue. The bottom line is this, and Kyle said something to that effect yesterday. You're going to see better pitching. You're going to see better pitching in the playoffs. And Kyle even said something to the effect that, you know, when pitchers get hit, it's because it's a mistake. We don't do a good job of seeing the mistakes in the playoffs. And you talk about the top of that order and how much money that those guys are making. That's why you're making the big bucks, because you can exploit those mistakes and take advantage of them.
Yeah,
we don't do a good job of that.
Well, they don't. I mean, they don't do a good enough job. They don't do a good enough job in the biggest moments. It's been a story for them for years. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. The Dombrowski Topper press conference coming your way at the top of the hour. We'll air them in their entirety. All right, your phone call's coming up. Rhea's going to join us as well. Her take on what the Phillies should do, might do, and I'm sure she has something to say about what Kyle said yesterday, kind of taking the Phillies off the hook because the Dodgers are up 2-0 in the LCS. Baloney. All right, we'll get into all that. And do you expect meaningful changes by the Phillies this offseason? Hugh expects it. I don't. I think they're going to sell us on, hey, we're this close, 96 wins, here comes Andrew Painter, and it's Groundhog Day again. I don't expect the Phillies to do anything significant in terms of meaningful changes this offseason. We'll hit it all next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I know by now you heard me talk about this new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It'll be a touchdown at your tailgate when you go buy a couple bottles. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a couple bottles of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.